You're listening to an iHeart podcast.
Crime alert. I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. Tennessee cops search Sean Moody's home, who's wanted on suspicion of elder abuse. They learn Moody and his wife, Mickey, have a nonverbal autistic 7-year-old child. While searching the home, they find a storage trunk with urine-soaked blankets, a pillow, clothing with bloodstains, and a half-eaten pizza inside. When pressed, Mickey and Sean Moody admit they frequently lock the child in the trunk for bad behavior.
Nancy, cops also described the deplorable conditions in the Moody's home, listing in their report that animal and human feces were all over the floors and there was exposed wiring at all of the outlets. At the discovery of the storage trunk, officers called in the Department of Children's Services and the child was placed in protective custody. Sean Moody remains behind bars while Mickey Moody posts a $75,000 bond.
Parents Mickey Moody, 36, Sean Moody, 39, charged with aggravated child abuse and child endangerment. California elementary school teacher Elaine Salmon, staying after school to prep tomorrow's lessons, leaves her classroom to make copies. When she comes back, she comes face to face with a 400-pound thief. A hungry black bear somehow makes its way into the classroom and digs into her students' earthquake kits full of granola bars. Thankfully, Elaine's husband is a bear deterrent specialist and manages to get the bear back out of the school before he causes too much damage or eats anybody. The granola bar thief safely wanders back into the wilderness, barely escaping charges for putting someone in immediate fear of serious bodily harm. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
In a dramatic turn of events, a murder and armed robbery suspect who escaped from custody in Mississippi has been apprehended by law enforcement after a tense standoff in Chicago. For details, we turn to Sydney Sumner of Crime Online.
According to a spokesperson for the U.S. Marshals Service, Joshua Zimmerman, who had been on the run since June, was taken into custody in Chicago. Zimmerman's escape from the DeSoto County Circuit Court building in Hernando, Mississippi, had sparked a manhunt led by the U.S. Marshals Service. Chief Deputy Justin Smith of the DeSoto County Sheriff's Office confirmed that Zimmerman was discovered at a restaurant in Chicago. Zimmerman had been detained in Mississippi on charges of attempted murder and armed robbery, and was also waiting extradition to Houston, Texas, where he faces additional murder charges. Authorities have not disclosed how they managed to locate Zimmerman in Chicago, and there is no current evidence linking his presence to the nearby Democratic National Convention, which was underway at the time. The standoff occurred in a restaurant situated roughly half a mile from the United Center where the convention was taking place. During a press briefing, Chief Deputy Smith described the situation, stating that Zimmerman had, quote, barricaded himself inside the restaurant.
Smith added that the priority of his office was to return Zimmerman to Mississippi and continue investigating the circumstances surrounding his escape. In a violent incident at Nevada's Ely State Prison, a white supremacist gang leader from Las Vegas has been identified as one of three inmates killed. Once again, Crime Online, Sydney Sumner.
The brawl, which erupted on July 30th at the maximum security facility, also left at least 9 other inmates injured. This according to White Pine County Sheriff Scott Henriod. The sheriff confirmed the deaths of 43-year-old Zachariah Lutz and 22-year-old Connor Brown, while withholding the identity of the third deceased inmate pending notification of next of kin. Lutz, a prominent figure among the Aryan Warriors white supremacist prison gang, was sentenced last year to a minimum of 8 years and 6 months for felony racketeering and forgery charges. Brown, hailing from South Lake Tahoe, California, was serving a 7-to-24-year sentence for a 2020 robbery in Reno, where he stabbed a gas station clerk and a casino patron. The cause of the brawl remains unclear. Sheriff Henriod reported that deputies were called to the prison at approximately 9:40. Details regarding the nature of the fight, the weapons involved, and the specific injuries sustained by the inmates were not disclosed. The injured inmates' identities and the extent of their injuries have not been released. Some were airlifted from Ely for medical treatment, but no corrections officers were harmed in the incident. This according to the Nevada Department of Corrections.
The investigation into the brawl is ongoing, with authorities working to uncover the events that led to this deadly outbreak of violence.
Thanks, John. Melissa Montoya, 42, meets friends for a St. Patty's Day party at a Dulce, New Mexico bar. Melissa has a deep conversation with a friend about her relationship with her violent boyfriend and seems ready to break up. Later that night, the boyfriend shows up at the bar, insisting she leave with him. The couple argues. Melissa tells him to back off. An hour later, he tries again, grabbing Melissa by the arm and walking her out. No one has seen or heard from her since. The boyfriend tells cops he doesn't know anything about the disappearance and he wasn't even at the bar that night. The boyfriend dies shortly after Melissa's disappearance. Melissa, Native American, 5'7", 155 pounds, black, curly hair, brown eyes. If you have info on Melissa Montoya, now missing 23 years, please call Jicarilla Apache Nation, New Mexico PD, 575-759-3222. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. And please join us for our daily podcast, Crime Stories. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
You're listening to an iHeart podcast.